When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
All right, welcome to the preliminary episode for the Tournament of Champions of Dynasty Game Night, brought to you by Reality Sports Online. This is it. We've got one more spot open in the finals. Matt could eliminate two people tonight and set the finals up, just him and Ryan McDowell. But tonight we do have challenging Matt. We have Nathan Powell and Kevin Cotillo. Nathan, are you ready for this challenge?
People forget that I won the very first episode of this podcast, and I invented Dynasty Games. So both those things pretty much guarantee me to a lock in the championship game to play my Dynasty dad, Ryan McDowell.
Dynasty Game OG Nathan. And over to the qualifier. Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
I like how you reference me as the qualifier. That's nice. I'm doing well.
You qualified.
I did qualify on a technicality. I'm like the did you watch the Winter Olympics with that female skier that did the half pipe where she just kind of floated down the pipe?
Awesome. Barely.
She made all those I'm like that. So that's why I'm here. But I do love being here. So
I love that lady for doing that. Like, that was so cool. She had to have had a blast with it. All the people that were like, well, you took a spot away from somebody else. Why? How? Somebody else could have done that.
Like, whatever. She got picked.
Yeah. She did. You know, so as far as I'm concerned, she earned it just by going for it. All right. We've got three games tonight, guys. The same games that we played last time.
Hi, Matt Price, by the way, also competing tonight.
I said your name. Oh, before we get into names, Matt jumping in and interrupting me reminded me. We have shirts for sale. If anybody would like to commemorate this awesome tournament or, you know, the podcast in general, $20 gets you a Dynasty Game Night shirt. So let Matt or me know, and we'll be happy to get a shirt sent out your way. $20, no extra for shipping. So, hi, Matt. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right, John. I'm reeling a little bit, though. I've lost 2 out of 3 weeks, so these guys have a chance to take me out for sure.
Yeah, that Timmer Mack guy is starting to get a little bit nervous, I think. He was all in on you winning and getting him some pig bucks, but I think he's getting a little bit nervous
now.
I
forgot about that. He bet pig bucks on me.
Yeah, he's now been mentioned on both of your podcasts. So, way to go, Tim. You've made it. I'm sure that was not actually a goal. But all right, so we have three games tonight. We have the ADP match game. We're going to do it that way again, like we did last time. That was entertaining. We've got the trade game. Again, there will be no picks for Mr. Memorizing Price, Matt Price. And we've also got a name game. Matt, as always, you get the honor of choosing the first game that we go with.
Oh, man. Let's go ADP. I picked name game first last time, and it kind of bit me. So let's go with the ADP game.
All right, so we are going to play the ADP match game. So the rules of this game, for those that are new, I am simply going to give a player, and the contestants are going to have to give me another player. Whoever is closest, with or without going over, does not matter. Whoever is closest gets the point. We are using DLF's April ADP. That is the most recent. So,
Yes, it was published yesterday.
Oh, okay. That is what we were using. Perfect. Glad it was published yesterday. Thank goodness we have a DLF staff writer on here. Yeah, a couple of them.
Sometimes.
Yeah, there you go. We'll go through all that.
Excuse me, senior staff writer?
I'm not a senior staff writer.
Oh, that sucks, Nathan.
All right. So Matt gets to go first. The first name that we are going to be comparing to is Leonard Fournette. Matt, who do you want to trade? Who do you want to match with Leonard Fournette?
Does it remind me? Does it have to be another running back, or can it be?
It does not. So if you memorize them straight from top to bottom, you'll be in good shape.
Gosh. I'll go back anyway. I'll say Dalvin Cook.
All righty. So Matt goes Cook. Nathan, who do you have?
Rob Gronkowski.
Kevin, who do you have?
I'm going to say Tyreek Hill.
All righty. So Leonard Fournette came in at number 17. Dalvin Cook came in at 15 for a difference of 2.
Boom.
Rob Gronkowski, or let's see here. Problem here. I got to search.
Very professional here.
Wow. Gronkowski came in all the way down at 37. So
I was wrong.
you were not right there, Dynasty OG. I'm shocked by that. That's the first time that I've seen. He's in round 3 now. And Tyreek Hill came in at 21. So Matt gets the point on the first one. Leonard Fournette close to, right up next to Dalvin Cook, basically.
Yeah, Gronk's been going in like the early to mid third for the last couple of months, I think. Which is kind of crazy. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Well,
there's actually been hate on Twitter for Leonard Fournette over the last like couple weeks. I had assumed Fournette had dropped more to the late second and Gronk was in that early third. That's what I was looking at.
I'm sorry. About. Did I say early third? 37 is the early fourth.
That's what I said. We corrected you. You didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm glad you guys corrected me while I was trying to search for names. Good job on that. I'll catch it when I'm listening back editing. I'll catch that. Thank you. Wow. And so it's the fourth round. That's still, I'm actually really surprised by that. But
you gotta figure with the retirement, quote unquote, scare. I mean, a lot of people went off on him, you know?
Is that real, Kevin?
No.
Coming from official Pats fan.
Not even close. I'll tell you, you don't love hearing it. The guy's clearly, I think it's all contract related, personally.
Are they going to draft Baker Mayfield now?
No, I don't think they're going to draft Baker Mayfield. I don't think they can get up that high anyway. I wouldn't be surprised to see them use an earlier pick on a guy like Mason Rudolph or something now that they have 2 firsts. Using that second round pick they get from San Francisco on a guy like that, I could see being a possibility.
They're going all in for the Rosen one.
That would be amazing. That I would love that.
I mean, somehow one of these guys, one of these top 5 or top 4, I should say, slips down to like 15.
I would love to see what he can do with Lamar Jackson, man. That would be so fun.
I think all 4 quote unquote big quarterbacks are gone by 5.
I think so too. But I think Lamar Jackson could be there.
I don't think they'll go after Lamar Jackson. I'd be surprised.
Too not white for them?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, we're going to move along to the next player. We have 1 whole point scored in this first game. So we have Darius Geis as the next player. Matt, you scored the point. You got to go first.
Darius Geis, man. So rookies have been in for 2 months now. Man, how about Allen Robinson?
All righty, Allen Robinson. Nathan, who do you have?
Darius Geis. This is the first thing that popped in my head, but I think that he's drafted higher than Robinson, so I'm kind of screwed. I'm going Joe Mixon.
All righty, Kevin, who you got?
Man, I'm going to say the first guy that popped into my head, even though I think it's going to be way off too, Mark Ingram.
Oh, that's off.
Yeah, okay, that's off. I probably don't have to look up Mark Ingram.
Nope.
He's nowhere on the list in the screen, so I'm going to go ahead and say that's out. By the way, we are playing the 4 in this game, so the first 1-4 wins. Joe Mixon came in at 23, which is only 3 spots away from Darius Geis at 26. Unfortunately, Allen Robinson is 28, 2 spots away.
This is why I said Robinson, because I know he's going around the end of the second, and that's generally where like the 102 goes off, like right at the end of the second or early third. So Worked out. Sorry, Nathan. Close, man.
I would have thought. I actually thought Geis had been further down. I mean, I don't think Ingram. That's what popped in my head. But I did think he was further down. I would have thought third round. I don't know why.
It's like clockwork. Like the middle, whoever is the 101 goes like mid second and like, or sometimes early second, or I guess first this year.
Not this year, yeah.
Barkley, yeah. Yeah. But traditionally, and then usually the second 102 is by the end of the second, I think.
All right, we're going to move along to another player. Matt will get to go first again because he just keeps on getting points right. Christian Kirk, fellas.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Who are you going to match with Christian Kirk? No more of these easy ones, Matt.
How about Kenny Golladay?
Holiday. All righty. Nathan, who do you have?
Mike Gesicki.
Gesicki. And Kevin, who do you have?
Man. You guys are so much better at this game than I am.
Oh, sorry, man. This isn't redraft game night, Kevin.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
Narrow window, I'll tell you that, Kevin. You've got a very narrow window from somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure. Goddard? Dallas Goddard?
You guys like those rookie tight ends. Nobody drafts rookie tight ends.
Yeah, not this high up, at least. That's for sure. So, Gesicki comes in at 143. Goddard comes in at 139. Christian Kirk came in at 87.
Wow.
Kenny Golladay came in at 92. So another point for Matt. Hey, guys, you know the point, right? Like, the goal
it's gonna
is
be a lot of imaginary points tonight, John.
The goal is to be the closest. So
are you sure?
Yeah, this is getting brutal. Let's get real ugly and see if you guys can just win.
We're gonna sweep this right now. We're gonna sweep this category right now.
Let's get real ugly. Let's see if they can get lucky, Matt. We're gonna go with Corey Clement.
Jesus.
What?
Corey Clement, he's a running back for the Philadelphia 76ers. No, I think
Tyler Gunther mentioned him once or
twice. He did mention him once or twice. That is true.
He's got to be way down there. I'm going to go with like an old quarterback. Like, actually, yeah. My first inclination was Philip Rivers. So I'll just go with that. Jesus, I think that might be. Uh-oh, I guess it's good.
Yeah, you guys have two players that you can beat him with and one player you could tie him with.
Great.
Good.
Wait. Can I change my answer? I guess yeah. No, it's too late. All right.
Yes, please do. No, go for it. Please do.
I don't.
Oh, with that attitude.
I don't want a handout.
I'll stay.
I think we should call for a screen share here on Matt.
I'm gonna change. Can I change my answer for real?
Yes, go for it.
I would like to. I'd like to pivot to Drew Brees.
Okay. That's acceptable. That gives them a little bit more room to wiggle with. So,
hey guys, I'm gonna pick Philip Rivers.
Good move, Nathan.
God damn it! That
was awesome. That was great.
So technically, I was closer last time. Shouldn't I be able to go second?
No.
Come on.
Kevin, who do you want?
Rex Burkhead.
Burkhead. All right. Nathan wins this category. Yay. Or this not category, but the point.
Wow, that was some epic fail right there by
me. That was really well done by Nathan. So Corey Clement comes in at 165. Drew Brees comes in at 159. So it's not like you were that far off, Matt.
Well, I mean, actually, before Matt said Brees, I was going to say Brees, so.
That worked out in your favor.
Do you remember that Survivor season where, I think his name was Eric, where Parvati talked him into giving away the idol? That's what I feel like right now.
Yes, Parvati was so good.
She was.
She so good. She so should have won.
So many ways.
Yep. Philip Rivers did come in at 167 for those keeping track at home. Rex Burkhead comes in at 114. So Nathan gets this point. We won't call it an imaginary point because it's for real, but it's not that far off from imaginary. All right, let's keep with some quarterbacks, but instead of an old quarterback, let's talk about a young quarterback. Josh Allen. Nathan, you get to go first this time since you won the point last time.
Okay, this is a tough little game you got going on though here. Josh Allen. I mean, are people actually drafting him in one quarterback league?
He did have an ADP.
All right. Well, he has an ADP. So I am going to go with it's too high.
Keep scrolling. It's further down.
I don't even know. Stills is too high. Wait, let's go too high. All right, give me 3, 2, 1. Let's go with Malcolm Mitchell.
Malcolm Mitchell. All righty. Matt, you get to go next. Who do you have?
Why doesn't Kevin go next? Because he was closer last time. You have more
points in the game. You're in second place, or you're in first place in the game.
Josh Allen. How about another if he's being drafted? Well,
but people like the other ones.
That's true. You know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Mason Rudolph. We'll just go right for the next rookie quarterback.
All righty, and Kevin, who do you have as your losing answer this time?
I'll go with another rookie quarterback, and I'll just say Lamar Jackson. Why not?
That's actually a good pick.
All righty, so Lamar Jackson comes in at 158, which in a single quarterback league,
he's the QB one.
I think
in Dynasty for fantasy.
That seems crazy to me that he's 158 in a single quarterback league. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's way higher than I would take a rookie. Was that quarterback. Like
13th round, 14th round.
What QB like in that kind of math?
That's higher than the last two quarterbacks we just talked about, wasn't it? Wasn't that just the higher than Rivers and Breeze?
Yeah. Right in that same range. It's one spot before Breeze. So yeah.
Before wow. Breeze.
That's insanity. I thought maybe I could get him cheaper this offseason, but I guess not.
Yeah, I would take Drew Breeze out of those two right there. Josh Allen, 229. Malcolm Mitchell, 236. Let me double check that real fast. Make sure I'm not shortchanging. Yeah, 236. I can't read my own penmanship. And Mason Rudolph, 233.
No!
Matt wins the game.
This is such BS.
Matt is closing in on a head-to-head match.
Not only did he sweep, he swept 5 over a 4-game span.
Well, yeah.
You got a point, Nathan. Yeah. You got a point.
No, I didn't, but that's okay.
I did look at DLF ADP a lot last night. So
you Shocking. Did?
It doesn't show that. At all.
What? That's studying. Cool. That's like Jeopardy. You think those guys go in there? Haven't you ever seen White Men Can't Jump? Rosie Perez character is like has in the hotel room with all of her books.
She studies for years.
Matt, I was like 1 year old when White Men Can't Jump came out. So
plus he also just
that was a movie with Wesley Snipes. He played Blade. Is that your era? Is that
yeah?
Still haven't seen Blade. Oh my gosh!
It's sad that Nathan will never know that many foods that start with the letter Q.
Quinoa.
All right, so before we move on to game two, which we are going to play the name game next so that these guys can have a chance.
No, you think you should play trade next.
No, we are Nathan crush me on the name game. Trust me, we are playing the name game next.
Wow, all right.
All right, before that, we are going to give a shout to our sponsor. So have you ever wished you could be an NFL general manager? Well, now you can, thanks to Reality Sports Online, a powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy teams like an NFL general manager. Reality Sports Online was created by former NFL front office personnel and features a revolutionary free agency auction room, which mimics NFL free agency. enabling fantasy owners to negotiate and sign the NFL's top talent to single or multi-year contracts. The platform can host up to 32 teams and has tons of other cool features in addition to free agency, like a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Test your general manager skills for free at realitysportsonline.com in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use promo code GAMENIGHT, that's all one word, to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. Who wants to go first here on the name game?
Any Nathan takers was very excited about it, so I think he should go first.
Okay, I think Nathan should go first. Nathan,
Kevin Whitewalkers.
Nathan gets to go first. I think that's a solid strategy. So, again, we're gonna have a TV theme show, a TV show theme. Man, this is.
And I guarantee I'm not gonna have seen this TV show.
My marbles made a mouth today, but all right. So I guarantee you will have seen this NFC East running back with this blonde doctor.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Ezekiel Elliott Reed. Yes, let's go.
This is some bullshit. Nathan, the number one Scrubs fan.
Oh, I don't think it's just number one. I think Kevin's pretty high up on that list as well, Matt.
I've seen many, many, many Scrubs episodes multiple times.
Oh, yes. So yeah, we got to play with The Office last time. Now we get to play with Scrubs, another fantastic TV show. Matt, I'll let you choose. Do you want to go second or third? You can choose.
I'm going to go third. I want a little more info.
Okay. So the next one that we have for Kevin, I better write that down. Nathan got 2 points on that one. So again, with name game, you get 2 points if you get it on the first clue, 1 point if you get it on the second, or 1 point if you steal. So for Kevin, we have AFC West quarterback with the coiner of the nickname Bambi.
All right. So it is obviously. Man, what is her last name?
Oh, that's where it gets you.
Yeah.
You've already lost.
Shoot.
Remember, if you have a steal, announce it as soon as you can so that I know who gets the steal first.
AFC West quarterback, you said?
That is correct.
I know exactly what the name is, too. I can't think of her last name. Jeez.
Well, do you want the second clue? It's not going to help you.
But. Yeah, give me the second clue.
All right. Raiders quarterback.
Yeah, it's the Raiders, obviously. It's.
I've got it, Steel.
All right.
Son of a.
Derek Carla Turk.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
That's stop. What? No way. That
is her name when she gets married.
Oh, come on. I would.
That is some bullshit. What did he say? What did he say?
It's Espinosa. Actually, you know what? No, I'm sorry. You wait.
She didn't.
No.
It's wrong.
Said, say, say.
Oh. Derek.
No. It's me now for the steal. Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to give this to Matt.
Carla Espinosa.
Oh, there you go. Matt gets the official answer. But if you would have said Turkleton.
It's only 1 point.
I think if you would have said Turkleton, I would have had to have taken that. But I believe you just said Turk. So, dang. All right. Matt.
The name is Turk. Turkleton's the fake one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know which one was the correct one.
Dr. Kelsey.
No, don't give him any names.
Oh, yeah. We shouldn't give any names out.
I've been Scrubs like the whole way through twice, except for the last season, because the last season.
Oh, if it is Turk, give it to Nathan.
No, it's not Turk. It's Espinosa. She didn't take his name.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
That's Matt what I was going to say.
All right. Matt gets it. All right. So we've got number two with this AFC North quarterback.
Wait, what?
Number two with this AFC North quarterback.
AFC North. Number two.
Hey, number two.
I'll take another hint. That's probably the quarterback, though, isn't it?
It is Bengals.
Is it? I don't. I don't think this is the right character, and it doesn't really work. But Andy Dalton Buckland.
That's that's incorrect.
I don't have the answer. Kevin, do you have the answer?
Listen to the order.
I know who the character is. I know what the character's name.
Listen to the order that I gave them in. Number two with this AFC North quarterback, which means you had the order backwards, Matt. Yeah. But it's also not that. That wasn't the answer.
This name's out of thin air, but here we go.
I got it then.
John Dorian Bethel Thompson.
What did you say?
John Dorian Bethel Thompson.
No.
It's Ted Bucklandy.
No, you're wrong. No. Stop talking, Matt. I'm telling you to stop. He's not number two.
Number two is John Dorian.
Number two is John Dorian.
That's what I just said.
I know, which you said something about Bethel Thompson. The correct answer is John Dorian D. Dalton.
That's terrible. Oh,
that's awful.
Mine is way better. Todd Buckland.
Matt, stop saying Todd. Stop saying that name, Matt.
I know. It was
It's the right name. Buckland E.
He is not number two. I don't know how many times I can tell you that.
Fine.
You can keep trying to squeeze that in there, but he's not number two.
Number two is definitely John Dorian. I knew it was Andy Dalton too, but that's ugly.
That's a shame.
Wait, so who is the character that says that? Oh, it's just Dorian.
It's one of his patients.
Yeah,
he's also named
JD. One of Elliot's patients.
His name is John Dorian, so that's why.
I thought you were looking for the person who said John Dorian.
Both the patient and JD are named JD. So he goes, "I'll tell you what, number one, I'll be number two. Hey, number two." All right, we are back to Nathan. So we've got, and this is why I told you to stop saying it, Matt, acapella singing lawyer.
Damn it.
AFC South quarterback. Acapella singing lawyer.
I got it. Ted Buckland, Drew Luck.
That is correct.
Some shit.
And Matt just couldn't stop himself from saying Ted Buckland.
But Matt was saying Todd Buckland, so he would have gotten
it. He was saying Todd Buckland.
Was I saying Todd? I meant Ted.
You are saying Todd.
All right, well.
All right, so for Kevin, we've got singer of bunny songs with this Georgia draft hopeful.
Does it have to be three Bob, names in this game or no?
I got it. Bob, Kel, Sony, Michelle.
That is it. Kevin gets it correct.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. What's a bunny song?
That was those were the song like he sang songs.
He called his wife Bunny.
Yeah.
In college he was a folk singer.
Yeah, I remember that. I just didn't remember the bunny. I forgot the wife was Bunny.
I'm not gonna sing it for you. Maybe Nathan, can you sing it a little bit for us?
No, I'm good. But I was thinking Sunny in the later seasons, so I was wondering if I could just
stop
say something.
Keep
saying stuff.
Damn it.
What is the matter with you people?
I just like
to talk about Scrubs, John. We just want to talk about Scrubs, all right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, who wants to start a Scrubs podcast?
All right. Now, I said they would all be three names. This one is actually only two names. So I will give you that. This one's for Matt. Okay, the man that worries about a penny with this new NFC South wide receiver.
NFC South?
Correct.
I got it. A steal.
Oh, I got it too. Damn it.
I'm going to need another hint.
Carolina Panthers.
I don't got it. I don't know.
All right, Kevin, what do you got?
Janitori Smith.
Yeah.
Janitori Smith. All right, Nathan. NFC South tight end with this master of the put down. This one is not easy.
Oh, no, it is easy. No, it's not. Wrong team. I don't know. I'm going Greg Olsen twins.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I need Olsen a clue.
Okay, you want the clue? Okay, fine. That'll work. Atlanta Falcons. And again, NFC South tight end with this master of the put down.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, Austin Who Perry Cox.
God damn it, Nathan.
No.
Really? Okay.
I guess that's we can right, give it to him.
No, no. That's not the right answer. I'm sorry.
I got so much shit for the Cooperl Jam.
No.
That's a point.
I don't think so.
Austin Who Perry Cox.
I'll tell you what, give me his long form name, Nathan. I'll give you the point.
Wait, what, Perry Cox's middle name is what you're asking for?
No.
Nope. He is long form.
Perry name. Is short for something.
Periwinkle?
Nope. All right, we're going to move on. It is Austin Who Percival Cox.
Oh, my God.
No points there?
The actual answer?
The actual answer is Austin Who Percival Cox.
Oh, got it.
But I feel like I should give Nathan the point because Who Perry Cox is.
No, don't give him the point.
All right, if it comes down to a tiebreaker, Nathan's winning on that one.
Fair enough. So,
Nathan will win on a tiebreaker again. All right, Kevin.
How many more of these do we have?
We have two more. We are in the difficult round.
Kevin's about to take this. Freaking me, man.
All right. So, Kevin, we have the AFC East wide. This AFC East wide receiver with this God-loving, take no BS nurse.
Oh man.
Told you the last three are.
What was the NFL? What was the NFL part?
AFC East wide receiver.
I don't remember her name at all.
I know what her name is, but
yeah. I know her last name. I can't think of her first name, and I feel like that might be important here.
Do you know the wide receiver?
No, I can't think of the wide receiver
either. Well, like a clue for the wide receiver.
Yes, give me a clue for the wide receiver.
Miami Dolphins.
I got it. Steal, Matt. Whatever I got to say.
Actually, yeah, give it to Matt so I can win.
There's still one more clue after this, Nathan.
I know, but...
Not locked in. All right, Matt. I think Kevin's running out of time here. You got anything, Kevin?
Do I need her?
Yes, you do need her full name.
Need her last name?
I don't have it.
You need her last name.
I don't have it.
All right.
She is referred to by her last name repeatedly.
Yeah, I have her last name. I have no idea what her first name is.
Okay. You don't know her first name?
No.
It's Danny Amendola Verne Roberts.
That is correct. Matt with the steal.
Do I even have a chance to win still?
Well, not really because Nathan has the tiebreaker point. So you can tie him. And then Nathan gets it on the tiebreaker of Who Percival or whatever we want to do that. So, all right, we've got one left. And Matt, if you actually come back and tie him, I'm going to be really impressed because I thought Laverne Roberts was going to be a challenge.
I remember Nurse Roberts being yelled at.
Roberts.
Yeah.
Never going to get Laverne.
They called her Laverne. Like she went by Laverne too, though. I mean, it was.
No, Carla called her that a lot.
Yep. All right, Matt, final question. Hospital high fiver with this Memphis draft hopeful.
I mean, I know the Scrubs character.
Do you?
I think.
First and last name? You know his last name? If you know it, I'm impressed.
Oh, I don't know his last name.
Okay.
I got it.
I'll take a hint.
Okay, so the Memphis draft hopeful is a wide receiver.
Oh, God.
God, I better make sure I have the right school. I was pretty sure.
I don't think that's right then. But I mean, I can give you the answer.
If I need Todd's last name, then I pass, I guess.
Okay. Nathan, what do you got?
Todd Anthony Miller.
That's not his last name.
His last name's not just Anthony. It doesn't matter. Nathan's going to win this game now. So. Unless Kevin's got...
If I can come up with it, that's a tie, right?
No, you win. It's a win. It's a win for you because Nathan's only winning if it's a tie based on that one. Which it's currently a tie. So if you get it correct, Kevin, you win the game. No pressure.
That's not fair at all. Oh, man.
10, 9, 6, 4, 2.
Yeah, I don't have
it. Why would you start a countdown from 30? All right. So the answer, his last name is Quinlan. So
of course Quinlanthi. It is.
Todd Quinlanthony Miller.
What? Oh my God.
His name is Quinlan. How do you?
This fake tiebreaker point is irritating.
When did they ever use his last name?
I don't know. I wasn't going to watch every episode to make sure of it. I can't believe it.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's finish this so I can advance to the championship.
It's a good thing I won that first game because, yeah, this was not helping me out and so probably not winning the trade game.
Now we get to go to the trade game. Wow. All right. Let's see here. So we have the trade game going into it. Nathan has won a game and Matt has won a game. Kevin has a chance to ruin our night and tie still. All right. Nathan, you'll get to go first here. Again, there are no draft picks allowed anymore. Because somebody ruined them. John Paul Hurley ruined them. Exactly.
That's why I started memorizing.
He started memorizing. It has nothing to do with the fact that he probably just knows them. All right. So I will give two players. You get to pick one player, and then you get to make an offer. And whosever offer is closest on the Dynasty Trade Calculator, you win the point for that round. We will be using 12-team PPR unless otherwise specified. Nathan, are you ready?
Probably.
All right. The first one, we will go with Deion Lewis or Jerick McKinnon.
I'll take Jerick.
Okay. And what do you want to offer for him?
For Jerick McKinnon, I will offer... Pat Mahomes and Cameron Brate.
Okay, Matt, what do you want to offer? Who do you want to go after and what do you want to offer?
I'll go after Deion Lewis and I'll say Michael Crabtree.
Okay, and Kevin. So Matt went Deion Lewis for Crabtree. Kevin, who do you want to go after, and what's your offer?
I'll go after McKinnon, and I will say Carlos Hyde and a tiny little bit of juice on top of that, Corey Clement.
All right, so you're going after, you said Deion Lewis?
No, McKinnon.
McKinnon. You said McKinnon as well. Okay, so McKinnon. And you want Hyde and Clement. Okay, so we will start out with the offers for Jerick McKinnon, who comes in at 9.7. And let's see here. Nathan offered Mahomes at 7.6 and Brate at 3.6 for a total of 11.2. And what is that difference of 1.5?
That's a winner.
And let's see. Kevin offered Carlos Hyde, who comes in at 12.5. Corey Clement, 3.6. Kevin is overpaying for Jerick McKinnon, like much of Dynasty Twitter. And Matt goes after Deion Lewis, who comes in at 6.2. Offers Crabtree, who comes in at 9.1.
Lame.
And he offered that for McKinnon, Matt would win, but currently Nathan is in the lead. Nathan wins that point, which means he gets to go first on the next round. Oh, by the way, we will again play to three in this game. So first person to 3 points wins this game. Nathan, for the next one, we have Terrell Pryor or Jordy Nelson. Who do you want to go after, and what do you want to offer?
I'll go after Jordy.
Okay.
And for Jordy, I will offer let's go Randall Cobb.
Okay, and Matt, who do you want to go after? What do you want to offer?
I gotta take my buddy Jordy, and I'll offer Trey Burton.
And Kevin, where do you want to go?
I'll go with Jordy as well, and I'll take about Julian Edelman.
That's too low.
Okay, so everybody is going for Jordy, which I assume in reality everybody would also be going for Jordy. Comes in at 5.5 on the scale. Randall Cobb comes in at 8.7. That actually, when I typed that in, I'm going to double check. I'm going to triple check it now because I'm going to make sure I typed in the right guy. Because I would take Jordy over Randall Cobb still pretty easily for me. But Randall Cobb, 8.7, leaving Nathan a difference of 3.2. Matt offered – who did you offer, Matt? Trey Burton. Trey Burton came in at 5.4.
Dang.
By the way,
Matt cheating as usual because Trey Burton, his price was discussed on the last podcast. So.
Okay. I did not go through and eliminate all the people that we've talked about in the last 2 weeks, unfortunately. Edelman actually comes in at 4.8, so Kevin was close on this one. But nonetheless, Matt gets the point.
1-1.
1-1. All right, we're gonna move into some more fun. We're gonna go to Superflex now. So 12-team Superflex, which means only one thing. We've got to be going after a quarterback. McCarron or McCown? Who do you want? I'm guessing neither. But you're being forced to trade right now. So who do you want to go after and what are you going to offer? 12-team Superflex, McCarron or McCown? Matt gets to go first, then Nathan, then Kevin.
I mean, are they even being drafted?
It's not an ADP thing, Matt. You have to not use ADP as your, you know, way to determine.
Oh, I understand that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Matt, that's the only way that I just go through my memorized list of ADP and pick a guy that's right next to him.
I'll go. I'll go McCarron. And I'll offer.
You sound so distraught right now.
I am. I have no idea how to value either of these guys, honestly. How about Latavius Murray?
All right, Nathan, who do you want to go after and what are you going to offer?
McCarron, and I'll offer the elite Joe Flacco.
Kevin, who do you want to go after and what are you going to offer?
I was going to say McCarron as well, and I was going to say DeMarco Murray, but it's probably too low as well.
Okay, so AJ McCarron and 12-team Superflex comes in at 7.6.
Wow.
Latavius Murray barely rates on the scale, but he does come in at 1.3.
Gross.
So he does actually hit the scale. DeMarco Murray comes in at 3.2. Joe Flacco comes in at 11.2, which I believe gives Nathan the win, right?
It's either me or Kevin.
Yeah, it's Nathan. No, wait. 4.3 for Kevin. So yeah, Nathan gets the point on this one with Joe Flacco at 11.2.
By the way, I'll stop the conversation. If you can get 11.2 for Flacco in a Superflex, do that today because he's not going to have a job next year.
Do you don't think he's going to have a job next year?
No, he's really bad at football.
He's been bad at football, and he's still there. I still don't think Baltimore's just ready to get rid of him. I mean, they brought in RG.
They will. When they have a top three pick next year, they're going to be willing and ready to get rid of Joe Flacco.
I hope not, because he's one of my favorite QB3s on a Superflex roster. Matt, you play in a ton of Superflex. Do you not – like, who do you usually have as your third quarterback?
In Redlist, I actually do have Joe Flacco as my third quarterback. Actually, he's my fourth quarterback after the trade I made today. So,
but, like, McCown is a guy that I loved last year, and I'm pretty happy that he's still going to have a job this year because he's another one that
Teddy's going to beat him out. Teddy's going to beat him. Don't worry about it.
You think so? Is anybody interested in McCarron, even in Superflex?
No.
Nope, same here. All right, so he's probably going to get a couple of starts in Buffalo, right? Like,
no, they're trading up to either 6 or 2.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to draft somebody.
You think they draft somebody that comes in and starts immediately?
I mean, look.
I think he gets competing with them. I think McCarron probably gets 4 or 5 starts at most.
I mean, how many starts did Glennon get? Because that's how many starts McCarron's going to get.
That's exactly who he is. He is Mike Glennon. So, all right, we're going to move on. Nathan currently has the lead at 2. He needs one more point to win. We're going to go with receivers this time. So back to just 12-team PPR. Marquise Lee or Paul Richardson, Nathan?
I think my brand would fire me if I didn't go Marquise Lee here.
Okay. What do you want to offer for him? Like 3 firsts, 8 firsts? You can't use firsts.
I mean, personally, I would like to offer that, but you know, I know that the Dynasty Trade Calculator and all of Dynasty Twitter undervalues the greatness of Marquise Lee. So because of that, I will offer DeSean Jackson and I'll throw in AJ McCarron.
we did leave Superflex. I'm really curious what McCarron's value comes up to be in just 12-team regular. All right, Matt, you gonna go next? What are you gonna offer?
I'm just gonna say his teammate, D.D. Westbrook.
Oh man,
straight up, huh?
Straight up.
That's exactly what I was gonna do.
Well, you still can. They have a whole bunch of wide receivers that are all the same guy, right?
Pretty much.
Don't disrespect my boy like that.
All right. I guess I will go.
Wait, did you say, Matt, did you say who you were going after?
Yeah, Marquise Lee. Sorry.
Okay.
I said his teammate.
That's sorry, I assumed, I just wanted to make sure I got the All right, Kevin, who are you going after?
I'm going to go Lee as well, and I'll go with another guy we talked about earlier, Christian Kirk. He's not in the calculator, huh?
Not in the calculator just yet. I'm not switching to the heavy setting.
All right, then give me – I will still go with Marquise Lee, and I will say – man. Cooper Kupp.
Oh, I hope he's not even close. He better not be close. Oh, he's not
close in real life. He's not close in real life.
He's not close in the calculator either, thankfully.
Very good.
All right, so Marquise Lee comes in at 6.1. Cooper Kupp, 10.4. Matt offered D.D. Westbrook, 5.6. He is off by half a point. But you know if I'm saying his, you know,
AJ McCarron's gonna win it for me. You Let's know go. If
I'm saying his name last.
Better not. Better
you're not gonna win, Matt. So Marquise Lee, 6.1. Nathan offered. Oh crap! DeSean Jackson, 3.6, and AJ McCarron, 2.1, for a total of 5.7.
By 0.1 points? Are you freaking – oh, my God. I quit.
Nathan wins the game, which means Nathan gets the return for the championship round.
I'm retiring. I can't. My, see all this gray in this beard and my hair. I can't anymore.
I'd like to thank AJ McCarron and his hot girlfriend.
0.1. God.
I'm also retiring.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel like I lost every. Well, not every match. There were some matches I just got crushed, but there were so many matches where I felt like, oh my God, how was I that close to winning? And I didn't even win like a game in something. Oh, it's brutal.
Also, for what it's worth, I'm surprised. I mean, honestly, Jackson doesn't have much nice value, but I'm surprised that like he's only like a point away from AJ McCarron.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think Deshaun Jackson has literally any dynasty value.
I disagree.
You think he's gonna? Would you?
Oh, you mean value? Value, fine. I think he's gonna have an okay season though.
Like, would you give something for him? What kind of a pick would you give for Deshaun Jackson?
Give a third round pick for Deshaun Jackson, no problem.
Would you as what? Just a guy to have on your bench in case like the top six receivers on your team get hurt?
I mean, if he was like my wide receiver 5, I feel like I'd be okay with that.
Oh, I would not want him that high up in my wide receiver list. But all right, nonetheless, Nathan wins. Kevin, thanks for joining us. Before we get out of here, why don't you give everybody your information on where they can follow you to get all this great dynasty knowledge?
Yeah, that's nice. I really, really, really show that I have some great dynasty knowledge. You can find me at Wally Central on Twitter. I also co-manage the at Dynasty Wall Street handle on Twitter with you. So usually it's you giving the advice, so everyone can still stick around and check that out.
I try not to give any advice on through the handle. I try not to, because I'm like, this could be, how do people know if it's me, Riley, or Kevin? So I really try to avoid that, actually. What's really funny is when I'll tweet something out, and then all of a sudden it gets liked by the DGN pod account or something like that. And I'm like, oh, Matt's on that account right now. Okay.
I do that. I'm really bad about not switching back to the right account. Also, when I was booking George for last week's DLF show, I was talking him through the DLF podcast account. I didn't even like know. I was talking to him before on my account, and then I switched to that one for something.
Yeah, that does get a little confusing.
So you can check out Dynasty Wall Street. That is on the Dynasty Trade Calculator feed. And you can also check out Falafel House if you have any interest in redraft, which is clearly my specialty.
You guys have started to shift to Dynasty for the offseason. So
we do Dynasty during the offseason. Yeah,
it's worth a listen to, you know, for Dynasty players as well.
More entertaining.
Hold on, guys. I got some late breaking news as I'm checking Twitter. Dwight Peoples, who was live tweeting, he had my back on both the Carla Turk as well as the Austin Hoop Perry Cox.
Dwight Peoples, you are out of red list.
I'll give you the Carla Turk, but No, I won't give you Carla Turk. She didn't take his name.
Yeah.
So.
Dwight does a great job keeping up with Twitter for this with us. I appreciate that, Dwight. Big shout out.
And Dwight, if you guys didn't know, he was on the Draft Daily podcast this week with Elliot Chris. So, man, that's awesome.
Yep, that was really cool. He was talking IDP, but I still listen.
That's true. He was,
So.
Elliot Chris will be on the Falafel House podcast. Just throw that plug in. He's coming on later tonight.
Yeah, matter of minutes for you. Got to go get that one done so that you can then do Dynasty Wall Street later.
That's right.
I'm going to go take a nap. I really probably need it in between.
I'm going to go take a shower cry. I've got some cutoffs on, like mine, because I'm a never nude, and I'm going to need to go into the
shower. I've considered that show as a theme, too.
Like I would have killed that one.
That would be
you need to do that one for the finals.
Not what show chance. Is that?
Not a chance. See? Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Oh, I don't know.
The show is so much better than Scrubs.
I knew all three of you guys were Scrubs fans, so I figured that felt like a pretty fair game. All right, Nathan, where can people find you if they're not already aware?
At NPALFF on the Twitters. You can find my writing at DLF. You can find my talking on RotoViz Radio. And maybe we'll have Matt Price on as a guest, you know, in the future. Probably not, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming to expect. I do need another round of Devi or Zookeeper, though.
Of course.
All right, and Matt, you can all find on Twitter at @mpricer. Listen to his Zookeeper Stories podcast, folks. It's actually really entertaining.
Actually, and of course, it actually is.
It is. It really is. It is entertaining.
But when you say that, it makes it sound like I wouldn't believe that it's entertaining.
Because like people are like, I don't want to listen. I don't care about zookeepers. Like, why would I want to listen to it? But when you listen, it's fun. It is fun to listen to. So
I appreciate it.
All right. Tune in 2 weeks from tonight. We will have the championship. It's set. Matt Price has to try and finally win another match. He barely made it in, folks. He'll be taking on McDowell and Nathan.
I've lost 3 out of 4 matches. So
did I just get wrangled into doing another podcast?
You did.
Damn it.
you can always decline and just leave it as a heads up. Oh, I will say, now that we have three contestants, each contestant is going to get to pick a game to be featured. So I don't have to choose the games next. Oh, crap. Matt's going to choose fake news. Son of a bitch. I'm going to have to do extra
work. Well, it's tough because Nathan's going to kill me at trade game. And I ADP bullshit is really my favorite game, but Ryan McDowell is probably going to kill me at that. So I don't know. I don't know what the third one's going to be.
I figured Matt would choose name game. I kind of thought you might, but you got killed in it tonight. So,
well, if you're going to pick some, do I get to pick the topic also? If I get to pick the topic.
I don't think that feels fair.
Do I guess at least get to clear the topic?
Matt's going for animal species to be combined with player names. So.
That's exactly right. That's right.
All right. Tune in 2 weeks from tonight, folks. Or if you're listening to this well after, just listen to it when it comes out. Thanks for joining 18th. Us all. Oh, and, you know, again, shirts. You can buy shirts from us. Rates, reviews, all that stuff that people say at the end of a podcast. I should mention that as well. We do appreciate those.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With a dummy. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. With Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game night.